is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Still no baseball tonight. The Twins have one more off day before they start the second half of the season. They begin an interleague series in Denver tomorrow night against the Rockies. Meanwhile, the AAA Saints have also been on the break. They'll start a three-game weekend series tomorrow night in Louisville. As the Twins and Saints are about to return from their respective All-Star breaks, the Lynx are just starting theirs. They beat Phoenix yesterday at home 79-66 and now won't play again until Tuesday against Chicago. Nafisa Kier, Courtney Williams, and Kayla McBride will all take part in the All-Star game this weekend in Indianapolis. As for yesterday's win, head coach Cheryl Reeves said,
"You know, Phoenix certainly, you know, made it difficult, and obviously they, you know, when they're healthy, even when they're not healthy, they've been grinding out wins and making it hard for everybody they play against. So good, tough win for us. You got to be tough physically and mentally against these guys, and I just thought collectively we were very locked in. We had not checked out for All-Star break yet, which made us very happy."
Reeve will coach in the All-Star game this weekend as well. The Timberwolves also beat Phoenix yesterday in Las Vegas Summer League play, 89-85 the final. Rob Dillingham scored 23 points, much to the delight of Summer League head coach Kevin Hansen.
"He gave us what we needed at the time. I mean, we were struggling to score. You know, they picked up full court. I were pressuring him. So at that point, we needed him to be aggressive, and he was, and that was his best game by far."
On to soccer, where the Loons could not overcome a slow start last night in St. Paul. They lost to LAFC 1-0. Head coach Eric Ramsey says that slow start was not good, but they did recover.
"We made a big step forward in the second half, and we look back mostly on the first half as the source of frustration, because I feel like had we reached the levels that we reached in the second half, that was a game that was very much there for us to win."
The United will now visit Portland for a Saturday night game this weekend. For more Minnesota sports info, go to MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com or follow us on X at Minnesota Radio. This is MNN Sports.